For more than a decade, Japan only accepted U.S. beef from cattle that were no more than 20 months old, out of concern that older cattle could be infected with mad cow disease. In a new agreement with the U.S., Japan raised the age limit to cattle as old as 30 months. With this change, U.S. beef exports to Japan are expected to grow from around $850 million a year to $1.5 billion. Ag experts say Wisconsin will benefit from Japan's openness to buying more U.S. beef. John Freitag is the executive director of the Wisconsin Beef Council. He says it's good news at a time when some of the state's 14,000 beef farmers are either considering leaving the business altogether or shrinking their herds because of high feed prices.
It allows our producers to have more incentive to keep more and keep more of them in business so that someday they'll expand in, our industry.
Japan will be competing with other countries to buy U.S. beef. Lodi area beef farmer Terry Quam says the more potential buyers, the better.
Put it into a layman's terms, if you're an automobile dealer, would you rather have three people bidding on the or coming in looking at a car you've got for sale, or would you just want one?
The Japanese market is especially attractive because consumers there embrace parts of the cow that aren't as popular in the U.S., including the tongue, liver, and tripe. Steve Isom, Wisconsin Public Radio.